This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. The ministry of reproducing yourself and extending the reach of your ministry through others is a major legacy of the Apostle Paul. He penned the now famous words in 2 Timothy 2:2, "The things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable men who will also be qualified to teach others." This was Jesus' strategy. It was what Barnabas practiced. Paul had a growing number of young men whom he mentored, pouring his understanding of the gospel into their minds and hearts. He practiced what he taught, so he could say in 2 Timothy 3:10, "You, however, know all about my teaching, my way of life, my purpose, faith, patience, love, endurance, persecutions, sufferings. What kind of things happened to me?" It's not like he wanted all his mentorees to be cookie-cutter reproductions of himself. There were basic things like the fruit of the Spirit, character traits, understanding, and the commitments he wanted all to embody. But God has made each of us unique, and the Holy Spirit gifts each believer as He determines. Not all will be prophets, not all evangelists, not all pastors or teachers. Some are type A personalities. Often they're impulsive, ready to take the initiative. Others are more subdued, more prone to follow than lead the charge. Timothy seemed to be timid, needing to be encouraged and prodded to stir up and use his gifts. God uses all who make themselves available, apply themselves to become qualified in character and biblical understanding, and commit themselves to God's appointments.